It's good, you know, Mark, it's good to have everybody out here, you know, and so anytime you get guys back from injury, it's always good to have as close to a full 90-man roster as you can, and so it's good to have everybody out here.
How did Clowney look?
You know, I think all those guys that came back, Dent came back today, he came back, and they all, you know, look like football players.
What did you want to see out of Clowney today?
You know, again, we brought him back, walk through, stretch, individual, and I thought that's basically what we wanted to see.
Bill, could you address just the work he put in just to be out on this field today?
Yeah, you know, I think anytime, you know, you have surgery and the rehab process can be monotonous, and so he put in the work, and, you know, we're going to ease him back into this thing and ramp him up. To be able to play in games and go from there. So, yeah, you know, he put in a lot of work.
During that rehab, did you spend much time talking to him, encouraging him, checking with him?
You know, I spent time with him. I mean, he and I talk, and obviously we had, when we went with the surgery with him, you know, we felt like that was the best thing for him. And you know, at that time we probably spoke the most about how important the rehab was going to be. And, you know, I think he took that to heart. And he worked hard, and now he's back out here, which is good.
When do you think he might play in a
game? I don't know.
What was Dent able to do?
You know, Dent was able to come back out here and do similar thing. You know, walk through, stretch, individual, did some drills off on the side. So, you know, similar plan there to Jadavian.
What about Griffin being back?
That was good. You know, it's good to get him back. He's been working hard to get back, and it was good to have him out there today. Each game is different, and you know, basically the second preseason game will be, as far as reps for most of the players, will be similar to the first preseason game.
You know about the wide receiver competition? It seems like those guys flashed on game one and just their overall progress.
So it's a very competitive group. There's 12 guys. Knock on wood, they've all stayed pretty healthy. So it's a competition every day. You know, we feel good about that group, bunch of good guys there that work extremely hard, some good route runners, some good veterans, some good younger players, so it's very competitive.
You mentioned after the game about the first team offensive line. How did you watch the tape? What do you think about the way they played, and what do you think about them over there?
Well, I think that overall they've put a lot of work into this offseason, into training camp, and there's been so much improvement relative to where we were at this point last year. You know, last year I think there was a lot of thinking going on. I think the coaching has really helped there with Mike Devlin. He's done a great job with that group. And there's things that they need to work on from the first game that we see, but overall, you know, I've been really pleased with that group. I just really enjoy those guys. I think they work really hard. There's some good veteran leadership in that group, and pleased with their progress.
You said Mallett would start against the Broncos on Saturday. And you also said reps will be similar to game one for some players. Do you expect similar reps for Mallett as you saw with Warrior?
I think we'll have to get into the game and see how it goes. You know, see how everything with that deal there is based on how the game goes. You know, how many reps, that was a little distraction there. No, you know, I think it's okay, like, let's get into the game. Let's see how the game goes. And then as we get a feel for the game, you know, did each guy get enough reps against the blitz, against nickel, against base? You know, that's kind of how it goes. So it's different in each game.
A lot of teams use the third preseason game as a game where they play their first team the most. Do you anticipate having the quarterback decided and announced by then?
You know, I think we have to take it day by day. You know, I don't know when that announcement will be made. You know, announcements and things like that. You know, I don't really get into all that, Stephanie. You know, everything that we do here, every decision we make is in the best interest of the team. Well, certainly we know that that's an important position. We know that the fans want to know. We know that you want to know. We know that you guys are trying to do your jobs. And you know, when we decide on who that guy is, you know, we'll make sure that, you know, we tell everybody and we move on. But again, I go back to it. You know, these guys have worked really hard. Both guys to this point are pretty even. And, you know, we'll see. One guy will start, the other guy will back up. They both need to be ready to play.
On the
offensive line, has Chad Slade been a guy that stood out to you, and does he have that versatility to play up and down the line?
He's a young player that we think has potential. Potential is a very dangerous word. You know, we have to see it every day. You know, he's got to come out here and get better every day, but he's got a good work ethic. He's been out here every day, which is good. You know, he's been able to get all the practice reps, and there were some things in the game that we saw that were decent from him. And hopefully he can build on that, and we can continue to teach him and coach him and get him to continually improve.
Courtney Brown had 2 sacks in that game. Looked like he was a high motor guy. Was that something that stood out to you?
Courtney did some decent things. You know, one of the sacks was on a look pass where the line was blocking the run, and really nobody blocked him. So I would hope he would make that sack. But he did. He played hard and was active in the game.
Cody White, you got to say
for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say that again.
Kevin Johnson, yeah. Daryl
Morris had some nice tackles. Kevin did too. Yep.
Talk about your quarterback.
It's similar to that wide receiver position. You know, there's some really good players there. You know, there's some depth. So it's very, very competitive. It's very competitive, and there's good guys there. Really good team guys. Really enjoy being around those guys. They have a lot of fun. They care about each other. They care about the team. So, you know, that's going to be an interesting deal as it plays out over the next 3 weeks. Yep, thanks guys.